Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
We heard in the news there, another horrific weekend on our roads, an horrific bank holiday weekend. We're over 80 deaths on our roads now. 81 people have died so far this year. And the Irish Times tells us on the front page that the Road Safety Authority wants speeding and phone use points to double. The Road Safety Authority is pushing for emergency legislation to double the number of penalty points given to drivers for speeding and mobile phone use. And the Road Safety Authority is also calling for laws to accelerate the application of multiple penalty points for those caught committing multiple road traffic offences. So obviously a bit of panic, and the RSA saying that we need to have a sharp increase in driving penalties as an emergency measure to save lives. Again, you come back to, do you just bring this in for all speeding or for particularly dangerous speeding? There was someone I saw in the news last night and they were doing 194 kilometres in a 100 zone. Now, is that the same as someone like me who gets caught doing 55 in a 50? You would wonder. But obviously, any speed above the speed limit is dangerous, and we do have an emergency on our roads. The RSA also suggesting that learner drivers who are on a third or subsequent permit may soon face stricter rules as well. I'm sure this will all be debated today on News Talk and elsewhere. Inside the Irish Times, or sorry, the Irish Independent front page is looking at the towns and areas where crime has surged. It's kind of right around the country, it feels. A surge in theft and criminal damage offences last year pushed up crime rates at 76 Garda stations to their highest level in a decade. So there we go, 76 Garda stations around the country have seen crime rates pushed up. An analysis reveals about 1 in 8 of the nation's 564 Garda stations experienced their worst rate of crime over the past 10 years. And at the same time, almost 4 in every 10 stations reported a decrease in recorded crime last year. So important, in fairness, that we have balance on this issue, but more than 320 stations recorded varying levels of increasing crime rates. We're blinded with statistics at 6 o'clock this morning. Bit confusing, but if you're interested in crime around the country, you can read more about that. A special two-page report in the Irish Independent. Irish Daily Mail on the front page. We have an election, of course, this Friday. And we saw the Taoiseach getting some hassle in Mayo over the weekend. And now the Mail says that Gardaí are going to target polling stations that are seen as high risk. Gardaí are carrying out security assessments of election count and polling centres ahead of voting this weekend. There are fears, according to the Mail, that protests could threaten democracy. So obviously the Gardaí assessing the situation around the country and wondering, are there polling stations where there could be protests and would it stop people from being able to vote or stop votes being counted? Garda management have been putting contingency plans in place to protect the election process, as well as politicians, staff and the public ahead of the European and local elections. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star both have an interview with Daniel Belling, who has vowed to fight for as long as it takes to overturn his conviction for killing his wife while on a cruise. Elsewhere, the Irish Examiner says that air passengers are facing a hike in the cost of their flights. We heard a bit of this from Ryanair, and now Willie Walsh is talking about this as well. So air passengers, we're going to face this hike in the price of flights, even as the aviation industry forecasts $1 trillion in revenue for 2024. So they're blaming elevated fuel costs, increased environmental requirements, and the continued shortage of new aircraft. These are all being blamed as the reason for a further increase in fares. And airlines have gathered in Dubai for the annual meeting of the International Air Transport Association, which is headed by Willie Walsh. So we'll see if air prices are going to go up. Kenny Jacobs, by the way, of the DAA, is going to be on Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham this morning. So I'm sure all of these issues will be discussed. The Irish Sun says that Classic Hits Radio, this is on the front page, is going to make a €10 million bid to buy and save 2FM. Kevin Branigan, who's the chief at Classic Hits, has written to the RTÉ boss and the media minister, Catherine Martin, to advise them of the cash offer. And obviously, People will be wondering, who do you put on the radio and 2FM if there's anyone left on the daytime schedule? It seems like for our classic hits, they're suggesting that they might offer slots back to Dearan Garrahy, the two Johnnies, and Jennifer Zamparelli as well. They could be brought back to 2FM. So they'd buy 2FM for 10 million and bring back the celebrity DJs as well. Inside the Irish Independent, if you're looking to earn a few bob and you're a teacher, well, you certainly can by correcting exam papers. The Indo says the teachers could earn €11,000 in extra income for marking this year's Leaving Cert exams. Basically, they've brought in new fees as an incentive to get more teachers to correct the papers. There was a big issue during the pandemic, and written examiners, you needed to find those as well. So Leaving Cert examiners are going to get an extra €900 payment, and Junior Cert examiners will get €700. And if you're doing the Leaving Cert examinations, you can earn between €7,900 and €11,142, depending on the subject and number of scripts marked. I think tax is the reason that was putting, some, certainly some teachers I know, the reason they don't bother is because you have to pay quite a bit of tax on it. And also some changes brought in. You can get an extra €6 for each script that you mark for the Leaving Cert and €3 for the Junior Cert. Shoppers are turned off by shrinkflation. They're not the only one. We're all annoyed by this. I bought a multi-share pack thing of crisps over the weekend. Sorry, not multi-share, just a share bag. Not much bigger than the normal bag of crisps that you would buy. Don't know who you'd be sharing it with, but the Indo says that more than 60% of Irish shoppers are avoiding brands they believe are engaging in shrinkflation. It feels like all brands are doing it. Maybe they're not, but the latest KPMG survey shows brands are alienating their customers by reducing their product size while either maintaining or increasing the price. And that's the real cheek. Not only do they bring the price of the product, or sorry, not only do they bring the size of the product down, but then they've the gall to increase the price as well. The survey shows almost 2/3 of shoppers have been cutting back on luxuries or non-essential items and reducing energy use at home, all due to the cost of living crisis. Two final stories, one from The Telegraph. Quite sad, children aren't writing anymore. The number of children who enjoy writing in their spare time has dropped to a record low because they're all on their screens. Fewer than 3 in 10 young people aged 8 to 18 say they like writing outside the classroom. This is a survey by the National Literacy Trust in the UK. I'm sure the figures are similar here in Ireland. Just 28.7% of more than 76,000 children surveyed say they enjoy writing in their free time. So this could be a lost art. And obviously it's very, very good for children to be writing and expanding their mind as well. And finally, I know a lot of people like going to the airport. Some people's happiest place is the smoking area in Dublin Airport Terminal 1, where you can have a drink. But according to the Mail, we are told it mightn't be good for you. There's nothing quite like the first glass of wine or pint of beer to get you into the holiday mood at the airport. That's really when your holiday begins, when you can sit down in the bar and have a drink. But it's not all cheery news, because the Mail tells us that alcohol plus cabin pressure may threaten the heart health of sleeping plane passengers. Now, I don't have this problem because I can't sleep on a flight, but I know a lot of people can sleep on planes. Researchers found that combining alcohol with sleeping and air pressure lowers the amount of oxygen in travellers' blood and raises the heart rate, even in those who are young and healthy. The higher the amount drunk, the greater these effects could be, particularly among older passengers and those with medical conditions. And the academics suggest that it may be time to consider limiting access to alcohol for long-haul flights. So I'm sure a lot of people would resist that. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.